What about the choice of regimen? You know, most people at this point are using, you know, what this patient had, FOLFIRINOX. But what clinical research data do we have in terms of response rate, conversion to resectability, comparing FOLFIRINOX either directly or indirectly to other regimens, including gemcitabine nab-paclitaxel?
So we don't have any direct evidence in comparison between the two treatment modalities, the triplets versus the doublets. So nab-paclitaxel together with gemcitabine versus FOLFIRINOX. And we also don't know the exact role of radiation therapy in the setting, because once again, most institutions have per institution guidelines or practices. And what we do at our institution, for example, is we normally start with FOLFIRINOX in these cases, if the patient can undergo a triplet regimen. And after about, I would say, 4 to 8 cycles, we decide if we need to add radiation. And if we perform radiation in addition to the triplet chemotherapy, then we would give it with a milder chemotherapy. Mostly we would give a gemcitabine-based combination with the radiation.
So, you know, another thing that I personally feel I'm hearing more from investigators is the idea of neoadjuvant therapy for what appears to be resectable disease. What's your thoughts about this, and in what situations outside of a trial setting do you use neoadjuvant therapy in a patient who appears to be resectable?
Yeah, so I think that my patient population is a little bit more biased because I do have enrichment of patients with DNA damage repair genes, specifically with a BRCA gene population. So if I see a young patient, even if the tumor is resectable and there's a very strong family history, or I have evidence that there's a genomic hereditary alteration, I would definitely try and give some neoadjuvant platinum approach to this patient. We've actually had such great downstaging, including complete responses in these cases. So I think that if we have any inclination that the patient population, even if he's got a resectable tumor, will have additive benefit from the chemotherapy because of his genetic predisposition, then that would definitely play in his favor to give neoadjuvant.
So yeah, we're going to talk a lot more about the PARP inhibitors and the approach to patients with DNA damage repair in metastatic disease, but that's very interesting. So if you have a patient, for example, who's known, let's say BRCA germline, what specific neoadjuvant regimen do you use? Do you still use FOLFIRINOX, or what do you use?
Yeah, I'm inclined to give FOLFIRINOX because it's a really nice, strong combination. And we've seen really nice tumor responses in the BRCA population to this regimen. However, if the patient has comorbidities or is more elderly, and I don't think he could undergo safely a triplet combination and operation, I would then probably give him gemcitabine together with cisplatinum, so that doublet, and then go for operation. I've done that before as well.